All right, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. DJ Dre's here coming at you guys for the Skills Over Politics podcast, episode number 2. I know it's been a while since we've done this one. I said I was going to do it weekly, but apparently it's kind of hard to dedicate something weekly. And it's also hard to get a guest DJ to come to the studio and do a 30-minute set if you're not paying them. So this is something I realized. But after a couple weeks, we're back at it, and hopefully this gets some DJs amped to come back on the show. So ladies and gentlemen, today on the show, straight out of Lawrence, Mass, the Dominican kid, DJ Luss.
What up, world? What's going on, Grace? Thanks for having me, man. It's a pleasure.
Anytime, man. Welcome to the Skills Over Politics podcast right here, coming at you from my studio.
Word. We live and direct.
Yes, definitely glad you came out, made the time for it. I know you're a busy man, and we finally made some time to do this. The other day, we've been chopping it up, and we finally got to sit down and do this. Luss is going to get on the set a little bit later. We're going to interview him right now, get to know him a little bit better. I want to start from the very beginning.
Let's do it.
All right. So my first question for you is, first of all, when did you start DJing?
I started DJing back in, must have been like 99. I mean, I graduated 2002, so it was like junior, sophomore years when I really jumped on and bought my own equipment. Yeah, it all started. I was supposed to buy some school for back to school, some clothes for back to school.
Yeah.
And I ended up walking down Fordham Road in the Bronx, seeing a pair of turntables and some mixers, and I was like, you know what? I think this is where it's at. So I ended up grabbing my $400 I had for back to school clothes and bought equipment. Keep in mind, I was looking for a scrub that whole year. You know.
It's all right. I hope you made up for it with the music you were
providing. Yeah, that's what I did. I grabbed some equipment and locked myself up for like a year, almost 2 years, and just dedicated time and practice, you know, as much as I can.
Now, prior to this, what made you even want to go buy these turntables?
Well, I had my uncle, his name is David, and it's my mom's little brother, and he used to kind of live in our house every once in a while, so at one point he stayed there for a long period of time, and he had his own turntables. He had Geminis. So I used to always hear music, you know, it was always house music he was mixing. So I used to hear that dump always.
Doom, doom,
yeah,
doom.
Yeah. So I was like, it caught my attention. So every once in a while, I used to go check him out and, you know, curiosity, touching and scratching. But every time he used to take off to do his gigs, I used to sneak in the house and lock the door. And a couple of times I locked him out of his own room just to practice.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, you know, I kind of forced my way in. He wasn't trying to let me have it. So, but yeah, my uncle was my influence, man.
That's awesome. So when you buy your turntables and it started out something being fun, what made you say, hey, I'm going to do this for real? Because there's a point in every DJ's career where it becomes from a hobby to this is what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? So what do you think was your point of when you thought, all right, this is what I'm going to do, or I'm going to take this a lot more serious? Like, what was it? Was it cash? Was it the girls? You know, let me know.
Before
what
the cash ever came, it was always the popularity, especially in high school.
Yeah.
In high school, I was giving away free CDs, and I was enjoying myself at the time. You know what I mean? I loved doing what I was doing, so I just pressed up tapes. It was tapes back then. So I gave away tapes. I was slinging them in the hallways, and I mean, the feedback was pretty good, so I just kept doing it for all my high school years, and eventually I started charging for them. Because people would be like, hey, they robbed my CD or my tape, can I get another one?
Yeah, I remember.
So after
those
a while,
days.
You know, it becomes a demand. So when I started seeing the demand, I was like, oh, hold up, we might have something going on right here.
Exactly.
And then, you know, I used to play ball, I got cut from my varsity team, so I knew it was time to change hustle.
The Dominican dream.
Yeah, you know, so it was cool. I mean, throughout high school, it was all fun and games, you know. Even though I was already making money, I moved out of my crib at my junior, senior year. I moved out.
That's what
I was making money off of DJing. I mean, I had a little studio, but I was on my own. I was working already. I was gigging. I was only like 16, 17, and I remember doing clubs already at that age.
Wow, that's early. I was going to ask you that. What was your first big gig that you say? I mean, you might have done some smaller gigs, but your first gig that really made you feel like this is it?
It was Big Shot to Can I Live Entertainment, my man Polo and them. They brought out Braveheart, Sean Paul, MOP, Mr. They brought a bunch of heads.
Oh, that's a little big show.
Yeah, mini concert in Lowell at the Silence Arena. And that was actually my first debut on stage in front of like thousands of people. So
that's awesome.
I was nervous as hell, but I mean, we made it happen. That was like we'll put it over the top of that one.
That's awesome. So I know you said you started DJing in 99. I know I started DJing in 2003. And the first time I heard a DJ Lust mixtape, I was like, damn, this shit is serious. So you used to put out some really inspirational tapes for us DJs that started a little bit after you. I still was able to dig up some in the hard drives because, you know,
damn,
they were getting distributed nationwide. So,
there was no online back then.
Yeah, I was one of the earliest kids to have online in my school. So that's my hustle was selling just mix CDs, just not even mix, just whatever you wanted. But yeah. I started collecting all these DJ mixtapes and I came across the DJ Lust Big Pimpin' Volume 2, hosted by Mr. Vegas. And I realized you were from Boston. You made it even crazier for me. So I want to know, or where else can people go to hear some DJ Lust classic tapes, like some serious classic tapes?
I mean, most of my tapes and CDs back at the time, it was just being distributed in the streets thanks to TNG. That's how I got involved with them, which is like a big DJ mixtape crew. So that's how I was able to like brand myself throughout the country through TNG.
Yeah, much respect to the whole TNG crew. Those definitely mixtapes that inspired me, along with like some Green Lantern things. Yeah. Green Lantern's crazy with
same
the intros.
Here, man. Yeah.
So definitely.
So no, yeah, we come from that era. We like the art and the production behind, you know, the mixing and scratching and blending. Because everybody can put, you know, hot records together, but who can really get creative with them? It's like cooking, you know? You give some people some food, you give another chef some food, you know, they may not chef up the same plate. You got your own seasoning, you got your own little spices that you might use. So that's how we look at it on the DJ world. But yeah, I mean, I started early. I started doing mixtapes. I started doing DVDs, video blends. That's when I took it to the next level. That's when it was cool to have like TVs in your cars and the big spinner wheels.
I remember.
So we took advantage of that and kind of like rode the wave with the video mixing. And that actually turned out to be worldwide. Got me gigs in Russia, Brazil.
I saw you got a gig with Brandy through that too, right?
Yeah, yeah. I actually ended up getting hired through a record label to do like a video promotional for her like tour. So they were giving it out as she was on tour. Good pay and also, I mean, that was a good experience working with Brandy. Did also some work with Chingy on the same level.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
Yeah, man. But
So, all right. So then, to the listeners out there, if you happen to have an old DJ Lust mixtape, please rip it. Put it up on SoundCloud.
Yeah, the little bit of material that I got out there has been through the fans. You know, when I got on radio, I kind of fell back from the whole mixtape. And you know,
you get busy, yeah.
Yeah, so exactly. I never really got the time to put it up, but you know, you can always check for my SoundCloud.
Yeah, so lately. I'm gonna throw the DJ Lust Big Pimpin' Volume 2 inside the DJ Dre's app under the open guest format DJs, just so you guys can hear the quality of mixtapes that I grew up listening to and that every DJ should be making. Same type of level mixtapes. Don't call it a mixtape if you're not doing it on this type of level. Just call it a mix. But so we'll get some of those in there. So all right, so we're gonna let Lust jump in the mix. He said he was a busy man. He didn't know if he could make the mix. He had to go. He's got some interviews. I don't know what else he's doing today.
But I'm here though. That's what matters.
But we made him come, and he's gonna get on the set. We're gonna put him on the spot. So here we go, DJ Lust on the ones and twos, Skills Over Politics podcast, episode 2. Let's go.
It's the new way.
Future Hendrix. DJ Lust has entered the building.
The nation's greatest.
Hey, you say you get thought I'm trying to part with you. Oh, that's your best friend, I'm trying to fuck with you. First met the bitch, they say they real sisters. Okay. I don't give a fuck if they were real sisters. Fuck around with me, trying to dodge bullets. Serve a pack of chickens and a Dodge Heavy. Fuck around with me, trying to dodge bullets. Fuck around with me, I fuck twin sisters. Shit, whipping up a key, trying to dodge prison. Yeah. Traveling in the street and some Marjellas. Pay attorney fees with that Godzilla. Selling heroin in the trap on my dog, nigga.
When you wake up before you brush your teeth, you grab your scraps, nigga. All the time you get down on your knees, you don't crowd, nigga. When you wake up before you brush your teeth, you grab your scraps, nigga. All the time you get down on your knees, you don't crowd, nigga. When you wake up before you brush your teeth, you grab your scraps, nigga. All the time you get down on your knees, you don't crowd, nigga. What you heard, God blessing all the trout niggas. God blessing all the trout niggas. When you wake up before you brush your teeth, you grab your scraps, nigga. All the time you get down on your knees, you don't crowd, nigga. For what you heard, God bless.
blessing all the trout niggas. God blessing all the trout niggas.
Weighed 1,008 grams on the square. I got a lowercase T across my chest. Your crack house doing numbers, then you bless. You move your mama to a crib from the Jets. It's so much, I can holler push on my bro. Praying 5 times a day to catch a plug. A few bean pies, stand
check, check, check. Let's go, we live, we rockin', baby. Stat Dominican Kid, DJ Nas.
Talking shit, you gon' bust.
Come on.
Told yourself a million times, you don't give a fuck. Sold over a million dimes, hanging in the cut. Sold over a million dimes, I don't give a fuck.
If you grab your scrap, nigga. Only time you get down on your knees, you don't crowd, nigga. Fuck what you heard, God blessing all the trout, nigga. God blessing
all the trout. Let's go, come on!
I'm standing at a table full of bottles, full of bottles.
Shout out to the boy DJ Dre, shout out to Madam P Boys, is that Dominican Kid DJ Nuss? Come on!
You don't make no choppers.
What we tell them, baby?
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't poppin', you ain't poppin'. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't poppin', nigga. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't poppin', you ain't poppin'. I'm trying to put some money in my pocket. The dough look good when I drop it, yeah. That pack in, I take out like a rocket. When I get it popping, you can't stop it, yeah. When I'm in the pussy, I'm a boss. When I get started, you can't stop it, you can't stop it. Man, I swear to God, the pussy awesome. Them gangsta niggas love it when I'm popping. I'm like a pit bull, I'm a doggy. All the flexing, boy, you need to stop it. I'm never switching up, man, I promise.
Never let him see.
I'm grinding, trying to check
on him. Rest in peace, I can tell you how it happened. I can tell you about them safe house nights out in Calabasas. I can tell you not a rap. Trying to sell this story, I don't even open up the package. Who you with? What you claim? I was paying mama's rent when I was turning 17. Sold it dirty like Diana, never clean. My ex asked me where you moving, I say on the better things. Yeah, 10 bands, 50 bands. 100 bands, fuck it, man. Let's just not even discuss it, man. OMG, niggas sleep. I ain't trippin', I'ma let them sleep. I ain't trippin', let them rest in peace. I been in the crib with the phones off. I been at the house taking no call. I done hit a stride, got my shit going. In the seats, cooking with the wrist motion.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is J. Cole. You're live in the mix with my boy DJ Lust, Cole World.
Why you acting like a hoe? Know that I'ma ride for you, you know? Nigga, why you acting like a hoe? Know that I'ma ride for you, you know where it go? Nigga, why you acting like a hoe? Know that I'ma ride for you, you know where it go? Tell me, girl, why you be stressing me for time? When you tell me you love me, can't you see I'm trying to climb? Yeah, my nigga, why you acting like a bitch? If you scared to take a chance, how the fuck we gon' get rich? Come here, baby, why you always insecure? Hold on tight to a nigga and be sure.
Yeah, ain't no way around it no more. Great, the greatest. Lie set, I'm set on the throne. The latest, I am the go toe to toe. Giants, I ain't a friend, nigga. End up, nigga. End up, fade. You niggas, saw, done. This nigga need better sun. My Uzi, it weighed a ton. I need me a better gun. In fact, I just might need two. Cause niggas say they the one. And I got something to prove. Forgive me, Lord, here they come. Blah!
Nigga, why you acting like a hoe? Know that I'ma ride for you, eat away it go. Tell me, girl, why you be stressing me for time? When you tell me you love me, can't you see I'm trying to climb? Yeah, my nigga, why you acting like a bitch? If you scared to take a chance, how the fuck we gon' get rich? Come here, baby, why you always insecure? Hold on tight to a nigga and be sure.
I'ma ride with my dog off the rip. Talk brown bag, paper tag off the rip. Shorty came through, bent it over off the rip. Dope boy bag, pop the tags off the rip. Nigga off the water from the block, dirty money off the rip. Cut a short fiend, talk money off the rip. Walk up in the bill, 150 off the rip. My dog came home, buck 50 off the rip.
On me, oh my, my cut dope, gon' need more quinine.
Off the rip.
On me, oh my, my cut dope, gon' need more quinine.
Baby girl, you're so damn fine, though. I'm trying to know if I can hit it from behind, though. I'm sipping on you like some fine wine, though. And when it's over, I press rewind, though. Hey, you talking bands, girl, I got it. Benjamin's all in my pocket.
I traded in my truths for some Robins. He playing Batman, Fetty's gonna rob him. Ay, I got a Glock in my Rari. Ay, 17 shots, no 38. I got a Glock in my Rari. 17 shots, no 38.
Yeah, she's mine. Wonder when she'll be mine. She walk past, I praise, rewind to see that as one more time. And I got this soda.
Is it money or it's me? Tell me what you see. Is it money or it's me? Tell me what you see. Is it money or it's me? I smoke 20, smell a weed. I got honeys in my V. They like Monty, can you be my baby daddy? I'm like, yeah. I got Robins on my jeans. You see the wings on every pair. All you see is Remy boys. You know my niggas everywhere. And if somebody got a problem, we could meet up anywhere. Now go say some. Don't you niggas play dumb. You know where we came from. And you don't want sauce, no A1.
I'm like, yeah, she's fine. Wonder when she'll be mine. She walk past, I pray.
Yeah, baby, I'm
But you was blowing up her phone last night. But she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, that's that nerve. Why give a your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes, she be mine by halftime. I'm the ooh, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman Jr. and this no flamingos. And I done did every day but trust these.
That they won't fit in the bank. And I'ma do this just like Tony did it to Frank. But I'ma make sure both y'all win. Let them keep the place. You move and I'ma pay both y'all rent. So forget about the condo and come to the crib. Cause the castle over the mountain come with the bridge. You know literally we could go shopping in Italy. Hand on her thigh, she ain't wanna get rid of me. And she don't drink or know how L look. Chanel look mixed with the Pete Arnell look. You just stay pretty while I'm running the city. When I whip the V, you can hold a joint if you with me. Vacation costs 150, we living it up. I put it on your ass if you giving it up. And you know I'm not a hater. And if you feel bad, then you call a month later and tell them you don't hate them.
If y'all chick come close to me, she ain't going home when she supposed to pay. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to pay. I'm getting money like I'm
close on that beat.
Oh, all my niggas close to me. And all the mother niggas with it.
Close it on that beat.
Oh, the hoes go for me. If y'all chick come close to me, she ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my niggas close to me, and all the mother niggas where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me.
DJ Lust in the mix. For me.
If y'all do come close to me, he gon' wanna ride off and it goes for me.
I'll make him do it.
I might let your boy show for me, but he gotta eat the booty like groceries. But he gotta get rid of these hoes for me. I might have a nigga selling his soul for me. Ooh, that's how it's supposed to be. If he wants me to expose the freak. Ooh, that's how it's supposed to be. Ooh, that's how it's supposed to be. Ooh, that's how it's supposed to be. Everything good like it's supposed to be.
Ooh, if y'all chick come close to me, if she ain't going home where she supposed to be.
Oh yeah.
Where the ladies at?
Said he met this little girl by the name of Anika. With my body, she a pull of boys with a freaker. Brother, my boys, they be doing the most. If I look at his friend, he'll be ripping the toast. So I took him to the crib to kill him with it. Put my legs behind my head, I hit the ceiling with it. When I put it in his mouth, I couldn't believe it. He looked me in my eyes and said he wanna breed it. Pasa, pasa, you ain't got no wings in me, casa. Big fat pussy, Mufasa. Hit up green naked, hit up in his plaza. Come with him,
get
the
money.
Na na na, oh na 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 na.
Everybody say it like.
Oh na na na, oh na 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 na.
Everybody say.
Go down, baby. Go down, baby. Go down, baby. Go down. Go down, baby. Go down, baby. Go down, baby. Go down, down, down. Go down, baby. Go down, baby. Go down, baby. Go down, down. Go down, baby. Go down, baby. Go down, baby. Baby.
Man, who them can't take it no more. Call a man, who them can't take it no more. Call a man, who them can't take it no more. Hot body woman pan the dance floor. Call a man, who them can't take it no more. Call a man, who them can't take it no more. Call a man, who them can't take it no more. Hot body woman pan the dance floor. Call a man, who them can't take it no more. Call a man, who them can't take it no more. Call a man, who them can't take it no more.
DJ Ross, let's go.
Girl, come wine up, come turn around and wine up. Pose for the cocky and wine up. Keep round till the end, come climb up, yeah.
Wine up like you
honey, me say. Dash it out there like you want me, me say. Cocky gone up in a punani, me say. Underneath you no cranny, me say.
Make me shoot it in, cocky, make me shoot it in. Make me shoot it in, cocky, make me shoot it in. Can you cocky top skin out the pussy, please? Can you cocky top skin out the pussy, please?
Who do feel whining on the road? Rock out on the line in the road. All the treasure I wanna find in the road.
Don't stop
signing on the road.
When you whine and go pan your weight up.
Rock out on the line in the road. All the treasure I wanna find in the road.
Don't stop
signing on the road.
When you whine and go pan your weight.
Alec, see Kiara come but you're not free to lead. Some gal a pose up like a double six. You come fi broke out, girl you lift.
When you whine and go pan your weight up. You not hear left side say. When you whine and go pan your weight up, you not hear left side. When you whine and go pan your weight. When you whine and go pan your weight. When you whine and go pan your. When you whine and go pan your weight. When you whine and go pan your weight. When you whine and go pan your weight up, you not hear left side say up. You hotter than the rest when you say that.
How you do that?
How you do that? Me love it when you do that. Me love it when you bubble pan your head. How you do that? How you do that? Me love it when you do that.
When you whine and bust a split. How you do that, girl?
How you do that? Me love it when you do that. Me love it when you bubble pan your head. How you do that, girl? How you do that? Me love it when you do that.
When you whine and bust a split. How you do that, girl?
Pan your way, tap your head, you're not whine. How will you get that? Savior divine. You're hotter than red hot. Never can find a girl who's hotter than you. Unless me blind. She a whine with the foot them in the ear. If you get head top wine for the ear. She no even care if she just do the ear. Those to the ear, she a wine with the flair.
Motivation. My one solution is my queen. Cause she stays strong.
DJ Lust.
Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner. Right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting. But I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? You think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really. Cause, oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. She evolves like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah. Cause I'm the wizard of love. And I got the magic wand. All these other girls are tempting. But I'm empty when you're gone and they say.
She's a freak.
Let's go, we still back. It's the Kid DJ Lust. You know what it is.
Oh.
Last night I had two bitches. Vegas swears always getting real. Something sexy about them pretty, keep it hood, bitches. They just seem to show me what I feel. Let your body see, I say she freaking on me. The way she move that ass to the beat. Now everybody see, she's the freak of the week. You got your body speaking to me.
Step, step, step to the party like a OG. Party jumping, neighbors can't go sleep. Now the neighbors trying to call the police. Fuck the feds. Say you a freak. Show me how free got. And she got moves like Bad Gal Riri. Said he hit it right. Go ham when he tapped that. Your last 10 seconds. Man, you a Snapchat. Hit a car, car. Hit a house, the house. Hit a bar, the bar. Hit a cat, the cat. Meet side, side. Jump around the ride. It's my, it's my. She probably, probably caught you a coat. Holla ass.
Graduation. Okay, as long as long gon' take. I wait, I wait. Came with that nigga. She's a freak of the week. The way that body speaking to me. Now everybody see. She's a freak of the week. You got your body speaking to me. Yeah, I know that you want it. You want it. You want it. You want it. Tonight I see you. Get naughty. Get naughty. Get naughty. Get naughty.
Say you got a man. You don't seem sure.
Seem sure.
Showing off your skin. I wanna see more.
Take it down.
We could take a little detour. Have you ever ate McDonald's on a G4? You got the keys to my keys. Beep, beep. They ain't doing it right. Come and see me. I can tell that you're freaky. And I know you ain't shy like me.
I don't take things as they come. If they bring me down, life can be
us. Let's go.
Do you recall not long ago?
Entered the building.
What up, though? It's Big Snoop Dogg with my nephew, DJ Luss.
Bobble?
She about to go in. She likes that low end. My group is so big. Just keep it bumping.
Peaches and cream.
She too fly for words. And where I'm at now, I'm too high for birds. Shorty, what you think about my return? Cause what he think about it ain't my concern. I ain't come for you, I came for your missus. I don't do it for the haters, I do it for the players. Well, okay, I do it for the riches. But in the meantime and in between time, shorty right there gon' get it. If she with it, if she ain't, then I know I partner down. Cause a partner throwing shots every time I turn around. And a partner bringing partners every time I come to town. I'm a G6, sir, a Maybach, girl. You can tell the chauffeur, he can park it right there. And I'ma walk up to the club upstairs. And when I come down, he can bring it back,
burn. She about to go in. She likes that low end. My group is so big. Just keep it bumping.
So cold.
Get on up, get on up, this is what
Two feels like so uncut. I'm in vogue on that climb. Me rocking Montclair, white chick long hair, but with a black man, yeah, I shine like this. Luminescent spit is bright right quick. This is good as it gets. Two top balls of the motherfucking rich. I only like hits. Since P.E. see a nigga never miss. You see this black fist, the nigga come number one like the Olympics. You wanna roll some grass, don't do that. You ain't trying to pass, don't do that. You gotta drink the mask, don't do that. Finna act a ass, don't do that. Say what now? A nigga finna get loose. Huh? A nigga finna get loose. Huh? A nigga finna get loose. Huh? A nigga finna get loose. You wanna roll some grass, don't do that. You ain't trying to pass, but don't do that. You gotta drink the mask, don't do that. You ready to act a ass, don't do that. Say what now? A nigga finna get loose. Huh? A nigga finna get loose. Huh? A nigga finna get loose. Huh? A nigga finna get loose.
Ain't no more to it. We out. Remember me now? Let's dance.
There you had it, man. DJ Lus in the mix. Skills Over Politics podcast, episode number 2.
Yo.
Lus, how you feel about your set right there?
We rocking, man. We live over here improvising. You know what it is, man. That's what we do. One
I like
take.
It, man. I like you ended with a little freestyle cutting right there for the DJs. I'm sure they're appreciating it.
I hope they do, man. You know we do it for the culture.
Definitely, definitely. Appreciate you coming through and coming, being in the mix with us and letting us get to know you a little better. I do have a few more questions for you before I let you go today.
Let's get it.
So, you know, the show is called Skills Over Politics. And I know you, being in this industry for so long, have had to deal with a lot of politics. Is there anything in particular that you can remember where the politics really overshadowed the skills that you have?
I mean, it happens a lot when you're working with the industry. When you get involved with anything, you have a job, for example, like radio, you know, politics is going to play a role. It's like any other job. You got to go in there and do as they tell you. If you don't do your job, you get fired. So that's how it breaks down the politics in the radio game.
So talking about politics, I did reach out to the internet and a few people wanted me to ask you this question, and it had to deal with politics. This one's coming from at GSE Nightlife. Shout out to Money Mike and DJ
Money
Omega.
Mike, what up there, back?
They both wanted to know, why are you no longer part of Jammin' 94.5?
I mean, I had a great run with the station. You know, I went in there, I networked, I built relationships from artists to record labels. You know, I did what I can, but I just feel like, you know, just like anybody who works for any corporate company, you know, you start at the bottom, but you want to grow. You know, I'm not the type of person that wants to work for a company have 10 years with the same title.
True.
You know, and I mean, so I felt like there wasn't too much room for me to grow. Whenever I notice shit like that, there's no room for me to grow. you know, I felt like it was time for me to move on. I knew it would hurt me in some sense, and I know it takes balls because you're like, yo, I got it right here.
Yep.
But I just felt like it was time for me to grow, time for me to focus on other things that benefited me as a DJ and my brand. So, I mean, I know it's going to take a little bit of an L. You know, my DJ price went down a little bit due to, you know, not being on radio. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I just felt like you're not a professional if you don't get paid. So the whole time I was on jamming, I never got paid. And that goes for anybody who DJs there. So like you right now, you're getting paid to do this interview technically. So you're a professional.
Technically,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to be a double-fisted. I ain't mad at you, man. I salute you for that hustle. Exactly. But I just feel like, you know, I tried it. You know, I felt like I did what I can. But when you're limited or you get micromanaged, it's tough. You know what I mean? So I just felt like it was time for me to let loose and grow. I knew it was going to take a couple L's, but I was like, you know what? I built my name up. I built my brand. And to this day, I'm fortunate to be booked every weekend for the most part.
Yeah.
So it hasn't really affected me on my club gigging. But I mean, like I said, you know, I just felt like it was time for me to grow.
No, that's a great response. And it really is. I mean, I dealt with radio for a little bit and I saw early what you had to deal with, and I was still in college, so I couldn't really handle that plus school, so I went the school route. But I can see how you feel. But you were the youngest mixer ever on Jammin' 94.
Yeah, no, I was. I mean, I had the opportunity to be one of the youngest mixers across the nation. I was like,
exactly,
21 years old, DJing, going to these big record label conferences in Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic.
I was about
Republic.
To mention it, yeah.
They brought us over there, all the record labels were over there, like just splurging on the DJs, just making it right. So, you know, when we go back home, we play all their records.
Exactly. So a lot of politics you got to deal with in this industry, but as you could tell, Lus brings the skills to the table to back it up. So another thing that I respect Lus for, and we were chopping it up earlier in this week, talking about, you get a lot involved with the youth. So tell me what your role is right now when it deals with the youth.
So yeah, so basically when I stepped away from the whole radio station situation, I figured it was time for me to do my own thing.
Yep.
So that's when I linked up with my partner, Jay Teal. He's also affiliated with 8 and 9. You know, I got ties with 8 and 9 and all that. So, I mean, we stepped away and I figured it was time for me to do my own thing. And I had the chance to work with Movement City before that and the Boys and Girls Club. So I got attached to the kids. You know, as much as I taught the kids, they taught me back. These little kids put me onto like new music. They're all over the internet.
Right.
So like they're putting me onto stuff that I don't even know yet.
So tell the listeners what exactly you were doing for these kids.
So I was pretty much taking my time off and I'm working with the kids, teaching them about music production, teaching them about DJing, teaching them about song structure, just teaching them about the whole art of music, you know. I focused more on the DJ and production side of it, but we also taught them about Pro Tools, engineering, Ableton, Adobe Audition, Serato. So we kind of use music as a buffer to get the kids engaged to what I got going on.
Okay.
So I particularly work with like kids at risk, which is like kids with juvenile records,
right?
Kids that got a hard time in school,
keeping like, them off the street.
Yeah, all the kids that, you know, all the knuckleheads. You know, I don't like to call them that, but
you know,
I was working with them, trying to find a positive route to get them off the street because me, myself, coming from Lawrence, I'm a product of my own environment, and I was raised with a little dad. So I know how easy it is to fall into the streets. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you don't learn at home, you learn in the streets.
Right.
And a lot of these kids, you know, lack discipline. So it comes, you know, it's like it's back to the basics. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So a lot of people don't know that. Lus, you know, gives back to his community, very involved with the youth, trying to help the kids out. And you actually now established your own company.
Yeah, exactly.
Nonprofit.
So So me working with, you know, Movement City and the Boys and Girls Club, and kind of like learning the politics on that end.
Yeah.
You know, after a while, you know, it's politics.
That's real
it
politics.
Down to. That's what it breaks down to. You know, unfortunately, it comes down to politics. It's who you know, what you know. It's not so much skills anymore. So, you know, over the years, I kind of registered and channeled that in. So, me working with these nonprofits and these after-school kids program, I figured, you know, how can I evolve from this? How can I grow and start my own company? And we started Change the Play with my partner, Jay Teal. And, I mean, you know, we've been fortunate to now be doing it for 2 or 3 years. We started out in Connecticut, and I brought it back to my own hometown, Lawrence, Massachusetts. So right now, we're in Connecticut, we're in Massachusetts, and we just go to public schools, we go to after-school programs like the YMCA, the Boys Club, the Youth Build, and we just use music as a tool to get these kids off the street and give them another option, you know, beside the streets. You know, we teach them, not only do we teach them the music side, but we also teach them the marketing, the business side, the entrepreneurship side. So we try to encourage them to, you know, learn the craft and learn the business so you can get money ASAP like I did in high school. Because I didn't really have nobody to teach me. I learned on my own. So now I figured I can grab the new generation and mold them in.
Big respect for that. So what's the name of the company right now?
It's called Change the Play.
Change the Play. So if any listeners are out there, if you're involved in the school system or know somebody in the school system that needs some after-school programs, make sure you guys reach out to DJ Lus. Maybe his company could come out and help you guys out. What's a way that people can get in contact with you?
You can always hit me up at DJLUS. That's via Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can also hit us up at changeoflay.com. I'm sorry, changeoflay.org. We have a bunch of viral videos up there. We have pictures of what we got going on. Yeah, that's pretty much how you can get a hold of me.
Yo, big respect from me, especially from one DJ to another, because there's a lot of DJs that go out here and all they DJ 2, 3, 4 nights a week, sleep all day, wake up at night, go DJ bullshit. But I appreciate that you're giving back to the community, man. It's a good look. I'll give a round of applause for that.
I'm gonna keep you in mind though, man, because right now we're trying to, you know, expand the brand, expand the company. I'm gonna be looking for DJs, producers. Right now we have over like 6 schools.
Awesome.
So, I mean, you know, I can't be everywhere at once.
Of course, of course.
So, but I'm definitely going to be reaching out to DJs that I respect and salute, that I feel, you know, respect the craft as a DJ and, you know, maybe get them involved.
That's awesome. So we got one last question here coming from, I got this one from Facebook, coming from Harvey Romero. He wants to know, what advice would you give to an up-and-coming DJ?
I mean, you know, like everybody else, just keep going, keep striving, don't give up. You're going to go through your slumps. We all go through them where, you know, you kind of don't get booked and maybe not get as much support as you want. Don't get discouraged because it's part of the game. It's part of the, you know, I took the same road. So you got to overcome that. You're going to come through it and just, you know, stick to your heart, man. And if you really love doing this and you're passionate about it, just, you know, take a little bit of time out of your day and practice and just keep making your craft that much better.
Right? And you got to make sure that you do it for the right reasons, for the love of the music. Don't do it for the girls. Don't do it for the money.
Yeah, we have a lot of microwave DJs that tend to, like, do it for the wrong reason. But, I mean, over the years, technology has made it easier for anybody to become a DJ.
Exactly. But
so it's like, you kind of, you know.
I'm glad you're trying to keep the art alive, though, showing these kids the right way to do it, you know. So we appreciate you having you on the show. DJ Lus, big respect. DJ Dre, Skills Over Politics, episode number 2. We'll try to get, maybe I'll try to do another one in 2 or 3 weeks. You know, it's hard to get these DJs in here for free.
Make sure you come out here and support Dre's, man. He's out here doing it for the DJs, man. It's cool. We had come out here, have some fun.
Loosening them up, having some drinks. I won't mention the brand because I'm not sponsored yet.
He's
but,
cut
you know,
the check.
We're working on the sponsors right now.
For sure, man. But for sure, check for me, man. Like I said, at DJ Lus. I got a couple things cooking. You know, one thing I'm going to put out there from the few things I got bubbling is, you know, to staple my name to all this community work I'm doing, I'm also going to be doing a DJ Lus scholarship.
Oh,
where I'm
awesome.
Going to give away, you know, either some money or some equipment for anybody following their dreams in the communication, DJing career that we got.
So we got to give away some goodies, man. Another round of applause.
So make sure you check for that, man.
I don't know if anyone can follow up this interview right now. Lus, great to have you. Great to have you. We're signing off. We'll see you guys on the next episode. DJ Dre, Skills Over Politics. Oh, wait, hold on. We ain't signing off yet. I got to get back on a set.
That's right. We're going to have Dre's get open right now, man. We got the tables on deck.
Exactly. All right, guys. I'm getting in the mix. Let's go.
You're rocking with Boston's finest. The kid DJ Drace is now taking over your radio.
Ooh, I want you to breathe me. Let me be your air. Let me roam your body freely. No inhibition, no fear. How deep is your love? Is it like the ocean? What devotion are you? How deep is your love? Is it like nirvana? Hit me harder again. How deep is your love? Your love, how deep is your love?
deep is your love? This night will last forever.
Lo Maximo Productions and the Builder.
sharp, I'm like a rubber band until you pull too hard. Yeah, I'm a snap and I'm a bird.
Shooting through the scene, in the sky, that's where we are, and I'm trying to catch a beam. See them life belongs to you. Tonight belongs to you.
Mary Poppins, let's get it poppin'. Rock out, that's Janis Joplin. She a redhead, no Dennis Rodman. Don't push me, I'm a red bull sipper, don't cut my wings. On the tail of the jet, all you see is steam. Got a bad bitch nude in the front seat. She make it bounce, bring your body, I bring an ounce. Don't chase pussy, that's cat and mouse. Every day I'm turning out.
I'm over and I'm back out. White party and I'm blacked out. Black card, I just maxed out. I'm about to just black out. I'm about to just black out.
Yeah, I'm about to just black out.
I'm about to just black out.
Yeah, I'm about to just black out.
I'm about to just black out.
Yeah, I'm about to just black out.
I'm about to just black out.
Yeah, I'm about to just black out.
Uno, dos, tres.
Let's go.
I'm about to just black out. And I'm back,
I'm
out.
Back.
White party and I'm blacked out.
Yeah.
Black card, I just maxed out. I'm about to just black out. I'm about to just black out.
Yeah. I'm about to just black out.
I'm about to just black out.
Yeah. I'm about to just black out.
I'm about to just black out.
Yeah. I'm about to just black out.
I'm about to just black out.
Yeah. I'm about to just black out.
Uno, dos, tres.
Let's go.